Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Tuesday, September 8th, coming back from the holiday weekend. This morning we have December corn down a quarter of a cent at 357 and three quarters. December wheat down 7 at 543 and a quarter. November beans down 4.5 cents at 963 and a half. It looks like about 3 o'clock in the morning the crude oil started to break on worries about demand. Crude oil is currently down about 260 an ounce. Let me check that real quick. Yeah, we're down 266 a barrel, rather. And that put the pressure on a lot of commodities out here. The stock market broke better part of 700 points, 600 points. Silver broke $1 an ounce. Gold broke $34 an ounce. The dollar rallied 33, 34 ticks. To me, it was the crude oil that broke everything out here. We did have rains across the Midwest, pretty heavy rains. Is it going to be enough to make a difference this late in the game? I think it'll help beans fill pods, but we've got cold weather coming in. The Dakotas and Minnesota, possible frost warnings there. So I don't see that as being very helpful. We've got the report on Friday. I think we'll see 300 to 400 million bushels cut on corn, maybe 100, 150 million on beans. I think the numbers are getting smaller in terms of production. I think demand's getting bigger out here in general, even though the crude's down here today. I'm hoping it's just a one-day deal. But, you know, I think we've got some problems out here in terms of the stock market and crude oil, but I'm hoping that there's enough bullishness in the grains to keep things going. We did have a sale of 400,000 metric tons of soybeans to China this morning, 101 corn to unknown. Looks like the Chinese moved up 264,000 metric tons of bean sales for delivery now. But in addition, we did have the 400,000 new sales. So that should be a little bit helpful here. You know, overall, I still remain friendly. I'm a little concerned about the crude oil. And if that continues to break, it'll be hard for the beans to rally out here. But I think we've done some damage to these crops up till now. I don't think the corn's going to get help too much, but I think the beans could benefit some by these rains if it doesn't get too cold. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.